It's time for our weekly chat featuring weekend arts and cultural events with Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren of the Lexington Herald-Leader. They start this week with a mention of this weekend's concert by the Real World String Band.
They're a traditional music band, all women, everything from stand-up bass to fiddle. I know I'm a fan, seen several concerts.
And this will be kind of one of the final concerts for Real World. They've been winding down as of late. They donated their archives to UK just a little while back and have sort of been dialing back their performance schedule. And they described to Walter Tunis this concert coming up as being kind of a torch-passing concert to Sam Gleavis, who's, you know, an up-and-coming name in traditional music. So just a big event at the Lyric Theater on Sunday night. And the weekend is going to start with a something completely different, as they say, but the Lexington Philharmonic presents a big concert tonight at the Singletary Center with Stephen Paulus's To Be Certain of the Dawn and the Chamber Symphony by Shostakovich. And Scott Terrell with the Philharmonic was talking about how he feels like this is a really appropriate concert for this week, both taking place on Veterans Day and coming after what I think we can all acknowledge is a really bruising election season.
Draining.
Yes, and, you know, a lot coming out of that. But these are pieces that really speak to our greater humanity and to healing. So they're very specifically about the Holocaust and reconciliation after the Holocaust. But, you know, there are definite universal themes there, and it should be a tremendous program with a number of college choirs from the area, including Asbury and Center and Berea College. But I see in the Best Bets we have a real diversity of events coming up this weekend, too.
It is a weekend of variety. We have Elf the Musical ushering in the holidays at the EKU Center for the Arts, and that's at 6 o'clock on Sunday. And then for all weekend long at Comedy Off Broadway, you have Steve-O from Jackass. He'll be there through Sunday also. We also want to note a passing this week of an influential member of the arts community, Ann Tower.
Yeah, this was a real shock at the beginning of the week. Ann Tower, owner of the Ann Tower Gallery on Main Street in the Downtown Arts Center, and just over the decades, a real influential member of the arts community. And her husband, Robert Tharsing, just died last year, former head of the art department at UK, and their daughter, Lina, is a burgeoning artist in her own right. But Ann collapsed at her gallery on Saturday from an aneurysm and passed away on Tuesday. Just a huge loss, and you know, certainly our thoughts are with Lina and her family and all the friends who are really touched by Ann and her influence here.
She will be missed.
Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren cover arts and culture for the Lexington Herald-Leader and lexco.com. You can also find listings of arts and cultural activities at the events calendar link at weku.fm, and you can post an event there at weku.fm.